Welcome to Torah Timecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Hindi Mendelowitz. Today we will continue in Sefer Tehillim Perek Kuf Lamid Hei, chapter 135. As the Sforno sets this up, this is the Perek that is the song to be sung in the next era, in the times of Mashiach, when all exiles will be gathered into Eretz Yisrael, where the wicked will have been destroyed, and those who survive, the innocent, the well-meaning, will be guiding by the Talmidei Chachamim, who will teach us the ways of truth. And as the Sforno explains, we begin with that most beautiful word of Hallelujah, the greatest Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which combines the praise and the name of Hashem in one word. And as the Sforno points out, throughout the Galut, Hashem's name was, so to speak, not complete, because His presence was hidden. And as such, we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a shortened version of His name, which was Ka, the Yud-Heh version of His name, because that's all we saw. In the future time of the Yemot HaMashiach, we will have the full revealed name of Hashem, where we will sing to each other, Hallelu Es Shem Hashem, praise the name of Hashem, the revealed, full, unconfused, unhidden, glorious name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which will be revealed to all of us with the truth of His goodness in those days. Hallelu Avdei Hashem. Let us bless, praise you, the servants of Hashem. Because again, in those beautiful days, we will be exclusively and only the servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no longer confused as the servants of other nations. She'omdim b'veis Hashem b'chatzros beis Elokeinu, referring here to those who will be privileged, according to the Radak, the Kohanim, according to the Sforno, the Talmidei Chachamim, the scholars of the Jewish people, who will be standing b'veit Hashem, either in the actual temple, in the Beit HaMikdash, or as the Sforno points out, in the various batei midrash v'knesiot, in the shuls, in the study halls, b'chatzros beis Elokeinu, in the courtyards of Hashem. Hallelujah, praise God, ki tov Hashem. As Rav Hirsch points out, every action, every plan, every direction that emanates from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when to us it feels that it hurts, or this is not what I wanted, ki tov Hashem. This brings to mind a story of a sort that I heard firsthand from a woman named Shira, who became a very, very dear friend of mine, because she is a woman who lives with her family in Sderot and was evacuated to a hotel near my home in Yerushalayim in the aftermath of the start of our war on October 7th on Simchat Torah. She's told me more than once of what happened on that day when she and her husband and her children were cowering inside their safe room and actually saw the terrorists and heard the gunshots going on outside. She talks about the idea of, she turned to her children and strapped a gemara, or some sort of sefer kodesh, some holy book, on each of their chests, because they would try to escape the safe room. And she thought that would be the fitting bulletproof vest, the protection for them. She told me how she turned to each of her children and said to them, "We might all die today. And perhaps I'll die and you'll survive." And this was not dramatic, this was not theatric. They saw the terrorists through the window. And she said to her children, "I don't want that I will die and you will forget Shehashem hu tov, ki tov Hashem, that Hashem is good. And so if I don't make it out of here and you're the ones who survive, I would like you to remember for the rest of your lives, ki tov Hashem." Shira became my friend once her family made it safely out of Sderot on that Simchat Torah. And I can only imagine how these children of hers will go through life, always hopefully remembering, always seeing what their mother told them on Simchat Torah that day, of remember for the rest of your lives, whether I'm here or not, ki tov Hashem. And continues, Zamru Lishmo, sing. As Rav Hirsch points out, the term of zemel, as opposed to shil, is a tune that has no words. And in that way, sometimes is the truest expression of the overflow of our neshama that we cannot put into words. And as Rav Hirsch continues, kina'im, it is pleasant. It is good for me. It is good for us. It soothes us. And it makes us calm. And it makes us feel comfortable in our spirit to remember and to sing Kitov Hashem. It is the best for us that this is the song we sing. Continuing on, Ki Yaakov bachar lo ka, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu selected Yaakov as his own. As pointed out, again, by the Sforno, Yaakov is the name given to our nation, Bigalut, when we are not at our best. And in that time, it is Ka, again, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that represents when we don't fully see him. Even in the times of trouble, when we as a nation have been compromised, we're not at our best, and our view of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kindness is compromised, we don't see it in its fullest. Even then, when sometimes it hurt, we were chosen. How much more so in these days of Mashiach that are the subject of this song, Yisrael l'sgulaso. Yisrael was chosen as Hashem's treasure. Yisrael always represents Klal Yisrael at our finest. When we fulfill the potential that we have as the nation that is the children of Yisrael, and that continue on. Yisrael l'sgulaso, Yisrael as Hashem's treasure. We always knew we were chosen, even when we were only Yaakov, when we only saw Ka. At the end of days, when we will be at our finest, how much more so will it be the chosen, the treasure of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Continuing Pasuk Hei, Ki ani yadati ki gadol Hashem, v'adonenu mikal Elokim. The Malbim applies this Pasuk as a theme, really, throughout the Perek, of David HaMelech saying, I always knew that Hashem is great. The following Psukim will describe the Nisim, the miracles that took place, in Mitzrayim, in the conquering of Eretz Israel. The general theme of this Perek, according to the Malbim, is David's statement that, I never needed the Nisim to know that Hashem is great. Enough for me to look at this world we live in. Enough for me to look at the regular cycles of the rainfall, the regular cycles of the seasons. My own experience of the Hashkacha Pratit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ani Adati, I know on my own that God is great. And the Malbim continues this theme, we won't follow through it, but applies this theme to all the words of the Perek. The idea of David's certitude, David's confidence that Hashem is great, without the need for outside Nisim to prove it. Because as he continues, Kol asher chafetz Hashem asa, b'shamayim v'aretz, b'yamim v'chal te'amot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has always done that which he wished, in the very creation of the world. And as the Mefarshim points out, and we'll take the path of Rev Hirsch, the next psukim will detail how we see Hashem's presence. Firstly, through nature. Ma'aleni si'im k'tzeh ha'aretz. This speaks about the cycle of rainfall that takes place regularly in our world. And then continuing on in Pasuk Tet, Chet, talking not just about the natural cycle that we see in the world of rainfall, but the supernatural events we saw, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu smote the Bechorot in Mitzrayim, continuing on to discuss how miraculously he destroyed Sichon Melech Emori and Og Melech HaBashan and the various kings of Canaan. As Rav Hirsch points out, just as in the natural cycle of the world, the cycle of rain that we see, we know there is a purpose to which these cycles operate. We know that the crops can grow and the world is sustained by the regular cycle. In the same way, we apply that knowledge to history. And when we saw mighty kings falling, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a chefetz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a direction to which he is sending the world. And the direction in this case of slaying Sichon Melech HaOmori and Og Melech HaBashan finds its expression in Pasuk Yudbet. V'nasan artzam nachala, nachala l'Yisrael amo. The purpose of creation, the purpose of history. Whether we look at the natural world for our inspiration or whether we look at the Hashgacha Pratit of history has been to bring Klal Yisrael to our land and give this land to Yisrael as their heritage. Continuing Pasuk Yud Gimel, Hashem Shimcha Le'olam, Hashem zichecha ledor vador. Your name is forever, and your memorial stays steady throughout generations. As the Radak points out, this nachala, this land that is meant to be ours, has not been and currently is not fully ours. And there were times in history when it seemed very far and distant from the Jewish people. However, whenever it was in others' hands, that is not forever. Will come the time, because Hashem's name is forever. We believe, Pasuk Yudalid, Ki Adin Hashem Amo, V'al Avadav Yisnecham. There will come an ultimate reckoning, and there will come a time when Hashem will judge His nation and relent on those who serve Him. And while in history there were times when Eretz Israel was not ours, and even now there are others who lay claim to our land, will come the time when Hashem will do ultimate justice and set right that which was not apparent, begalut, in exile. And as David HaMelech continues, that obviously will happen, because at the end of days of which David sings, all will become clear. Will become clear the justice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and will become clear, Pasuk Yudalid, Atzabei HaGoyim Kesef Izahav, Maasei Adei Adam. The psukim continue with the realization that will come in the end of days, of the futility, of the weakness, of those who the nation set up as their gods. Pelahem v'lo yadaberu. They're made of silver and gold. They're the work of people. They have mouths that don't speak and eyes that don't see, ears that don't hear. There is no ruach, there is no life force. And just as their idols, their gods, have no power and no force. Pasuk Yurchet. Kmohem yu osehem, kol asher boteach bahem. At the end of days when it is realized that the gods had no power, so too will be those who created these gods and attributed power to them. They too will become, as everyone who trusted in them, futile and powerless. And at that end of time, again, will be the song, Pasuk Yotet, Beis Yisrael Baruch Hu Es Hashem, Beis Aaron Baruch Hu Es Hashem, Beis Halevi Baruch Hu Es Hashem. There are different houses, different groups amongst Klal Yisrael, and as Rav Hirsch points out, each has a very defined function, a very defined role in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is Yisrael, there is the house of Aaron, the Kohanim, and there is Beis HaLevi, the Levim, each of whom has a defined function, a defined role, and a specific way in which they bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fourth group, Yirei Hashem Baruch Hu Es Hashem. There are groups of people within our nation who don't belong to a house, who don't feel that they're affiliated to any particular subgroup. According to some of the Mefarshim, these are the Gerim. This is Rashi, the Metzudot, who say these are the converts who don't feel that they belong to a certain group, to a certain yichus, to a certain substrata of society. And they sometimes feel alone. But these are our heroes. And these are the individuals who discovered truth on their own, whether the actual Gerim, the actual converts, or whether the ones who sometimes feel they don't belong to any particular group, but serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with integrity to the best of their ability. These individuals too, at the end of days, have their song and have their way of bringing glory to the name of Hashem. Summing up triumphantly with Baruch Hashem Mitzion. Again, at the end of days will become clear the days when there will be the Melech HaMashiach and the Beit HaMikdash, where the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be full and complete. From there will be revealed the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem Mitzion Shochen Yerushalayim Halleluka. No longer the incomplete view of Hashem's kindness, but in His full glory we there will see. We'll look back on the chesed that we noticed throughout the galut and understand that that chesed was leading us all along to this place, where we could fully bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the full glory of the emet of where we've arrived in the days of Mashiach. Thank you for studying the Ilui Nishmot, Helen Moskovitz and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II Shevet HaPleita. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. Sponsored by their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.